Hi, everyone. Welcome to English for Economists. My name is Alan Robert, and I'm here to guide you in learning and mastering English, particularly if you're keen about economics and the economy in general, and you want to discuss it in English. Don't forget to drop by our website, englishforeconomists.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter there, and that way you'll make sure you don't miss out on any lessons or course announcements. EnglishForEconomists.com. Today is our 74th podcast, and we're examining a significant piece of economic news while learning three new vocabulary words and one new idiomatic expression. Fleet, quota, scrap, and death by a thousand cuts. All right, let's take a look at today's headline. Death by a thousand cuts for Ireland's fishing fleets. This was a topic discussed in the New York Times on May 31st, 2023. Death by a thousand cuts for Ireland's fishing fleets. Okay, so the phrase death by a thousand cuts originates from an ancient method of torture where the victim suffers from many small wounds, many small cuts, eventually leading to a painful end. In modern language, though, it's used to describe a situation where many small problems or setbacks accumulate, leading to failure or collapse. So in this context, the phrase death by a thousand cuts is referring to the numerous challenges that are leading to a slow and painful struggle for the Irish fishing industry. Fleets is another term for a group of ships. In this headline, it paints a picture of the Irish fishing industry slowly and painfully struggling due to a multitude of small issues. Let's go over the headline one more time. Death by a thousand cuts for Ireland's fishing fleets. Now for the subheadline. Listen. Along Ireland's coast, fishing has been a way of life for generations. But changes to the industry, including a cut in quotas after Brexit and a government plan to scrap boats, may see a way of life disappear. Here, quotas are limits. In this context, it's about the limit on the amount of fish that Ireland can catch. Scrap means to discard or to get rid of. In this case, it's referring to the plan to discard the fishing boats. Listen again. Along Ireland's coast, fishing has been a way of life for generations, but changes to the industry, including a cut in quotas after Brexit and a government plan to scrap boats, may see a way of life disappear. This news is important because of the changes happening in the fishing industry after Britain's exit from the European Union. These changes, along with the new fishing limits set by Brexit, have reduced the amount of fish that Irish boats can catch. Fishing has not been a big industry in Ireland in general, but it has been very important in some small coastal communities, where it is considered the backbone of the economy. Backbone here means the primary support or foundation. Now, for some small coastal towns in Ireland, fishing has been the main source of income and livelihood for many, many years. It has been the backbone of their economy. Now, to wrap up, I'd like to share one more idiom that's relevant to our topic. Weather the storm. Weather, as in the climate. To weather the storm. To weather the storm means to stay strong during tough times or difficulties. Now that's something that the fishing communities in Ireland are aiming to do amidst these challenging times. They really need to weather the storm. Friends, remember that all of the notes for this podcast and all previous podcasts can be found at EnglishForEconomists.com. The website also includes a translator, which will help you understand the meaning of the new words in your native language. To recap, today's key vocabulary words were fleet, like a fishing fleet, quota, a fishing quota, that's a limit on how much fish they can catch, and scrap, to scrap is to get rid of. We also saw the words backbone, like the bone in your back that holds you up. So the fishing industry in these small communities is the backbone of their community. And we saw the idiom weather the storm, and also the idiom death by a thousand cuts. Great job, everyone. You're making substantial progress in improving your English by listening to this podcast. So keep it up. We'll see you soon.